18. What is a species? The most commonly used species concept is the so-called biological species concept. According to this, a group of individuals form a species if they interbreed and have offspring, but are reproductively isolated from other such groups. But it is impossible to know if human ancestors interbred. How can we then be sure that they were different species? The finds may just come from individuals that look different, but all belong to the same species. In grouping fossil human ancestors, scientists use differences in the features of the fossils. If the fossils are sufficiently different, they are considered different species. This is a morphological species concept. Morphology concerns the shape and construction of the body. If you compare the two crania here, you can see numerous differences. To study whether they represent different species, scientists compared a large number of crania and found that they fell into two groups. Within these groups, the crania are highly similar, but there are large differences between the groups. Therefore, they have been placed in different species. The left cranium belongs to a Neanderthal, Homo neanderthalensis, and the one on the right to a modern human, Homo sapiens. The crania show features typical of our respective species. Modern studies of DNA have confirmed that we are a species different from the Neanderthals. In certain groups of animals, the biological species concept can be used directly on fossils. The horns on the wall come from two species of living antelope. The shape of the horns helps the antelopes to know which individuals they can successfully mate with. Only animals with identical horns mate. The same was undoubtedly true of extinct antelopes, and therefore fossil antelopes with identical horns belong to the same species. How are new species formed? The most common way for new species to form is through the presence of geographic barriers. Individuals of a species become separated into two groups by the appearance of a barrier, such as a waterway or mountain chain. This barrier stops individuals in the one group from mating with individuals in the other. Over time, the species come to differ genetically and eventually become separate species. If they meet again, they can no longer successfully interbreed. How did Neanderthals and we become separate species? We share a common ancestor with Neanderthals. Some of these ancestors left Africa and colonized Europe, while others remained behind. The differing climates in the two regions placed different demands on the individuals and led to the groups evolving in different directions. The emigrants became adapted to the chilly climate in the north, while those that stayed behind were adapted to the warm savannas. Thus, two species evolved, Neanderthals in Europe and Homo sapiens in Africa. More about speciation at Station 22, Evolution on Islands.